Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 1:10. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. The words, my son, are used 23 times in the book of Proverbs. From this emphasis, God intends for us to learn that instruction of the Father to the Son is to be a personal thing and not left solely to others. Too many times in our culture, we delegate the instruction of our children. We rely heavily on institutional instruction, and by doing so, we neglect that personal one-on-one instruction of our children. We often adopt the let someone else do it philosophy. By this neglect, we tend to be reactive teachers at home. Instead of leading our children in the way that they should go, we follow them and correct them when they fail to meet our unstated or our untaught standards. Instead of train up a child in the way that he should go, which involves active narrowing of a child's way, we by our neglect allow him to broaden his way, and then by reactive correction, we try to narrow him. Isn't it more productive to follow a leader who is in front of you than to try to figure out which way someone prodding behind you wants you to go? The scripture knows nothing of this kind of hit-or-miss reactive training, for the scriptural father is a teacher of discernment and judgment to avoid the pitfalls of youth. How does a child come to know what is important to the father? Our fast-paced culture is an enemy of personal instruction. The drive for material goods and comforts far outweighs any motivation to directly participate in our children's training. Like ready-made frozen dinners and takeout meals, some parents just delegate the training to others, sit back, relax, and simply try to have pleasure with their children. The answer to this why for the Christian comes from God's book that provides answers to all the important questions of life. Yes, the local church and the Christian school have a part in this instruction, but it is only a part. It is paramount that the father and the mother participate directly in the training of the child. Who is to have a vision of where that child is to go? Don't we take more care in building a car in this country than building a child? How haphazard and careless we are in the rearing of children. So many times we yield to others who couldn't care less about our children. The problem is that few parents have a vision for their child. They adopt the secular view of let the child choose, let them grow up to be whatever. Some parents even believe in keeping the child ignorant of anything spiritual, so that when he grows up he can make his own choice. We know from the scriptures what choice he will make. Matthew 7:21, Proverbs 4:25-27, 22:3, 27:12. What is the vision you have for your child? What do you foresee the little baby that the Lord has given you to rear doing in 20 or 30 years? If you want that image to become reality, how are you going to do it? What is to be done today to make it happen? The pattern is clear. Personal instruction in the ways of the Lord. As a Christian, that active training must be in the consistent impartation of the Word of God in word and lived out in deed. Take that baby and read to him the scriptures early on and expound on the sense of the word. Get into the habit of one-on-one instruction even before that child can understand. Have serious principal conversations at the dining table. Establish a normalcy in the instruction in the Word of God early in the life of the child. What did Solomon promise in the early verses of this wonderful child training book of Proverbs? It was to know wisdom, instruction, understanding, justice, judgment, equity, subtlety, discretion, and to have a hearing ear, increased learning, and understanding of proverbs and the words of dark sayings. In our world, where is the child going to get that kind of instruction? It is your duty to train up the child. You are responsible. God will hold you accountable, not merely the Christian school or the local church. We must impart early the foundational truth of the fear of the Lord. The father, as a God-fearing man, must have a vision for the child. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, Proverbs 1:8-9. What I put into you is limited, narrow, and aimed at success. My instruction is solely for your benefit, so that you may grow in the Lord to serve him. Therefore, I begin by instructing in the rudiments of Proverbs 1:10. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. My son, sinners are recruiters for their evil purposes. My son, always be distrustful of enticements, for God does not use this method. Enticements are methods of Satan. Sinners will use any means to excite hope or desire in you to get you to accomplish their evil and deceptive purposes. Beware of enticements. They are simply bribes to get you to do something that you would not do without the enticement. It is a selling of your will. It is not God's will for you to yield yourself to enticements. Those in a Christian ministry must be careful not to use enticements to attract people to a ministry. People are to come to serve in a ministry because it is God's will that they come and not because of enticements. Enticements are the devil's tool, for he loves to cater to the flesh. Satan took our Lord up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Matthew 4:8-10.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.